It's time for Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Bestway Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Lawrence County sports leader, Light 103 WAKO.
And good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Tuitopolis High School, the site today of Lawrenceville Indian basketball, as the Indians get set to take on Oak Lawn in the Tuitopolis Effingham Boys Basketball Christmas Tournament. The Oak Lawn Spartans, that's their name. It's the Indians and the Spartans here this afternoon. Glad you're with us. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, not with me this afternoon as the Indians embark on the tournament trail again. Indians will take on this Oak Lawn Ball Club, a very good team. Oak Lawn with a record of 9-1. The Indians with a record of 6-3. Indians have won 5 in a row. Oak Lawn, a very talented team from the suburban Chicago. This is their sixth year for Oak Lawn in the tournament. Their man is Sammy Osmani. He's a 6'4 senior guard. He averages 22 points a game. He is closing in on 2,000 points in his career at Oak Lawn, and he is closing in on the all-time scoring record at that school, which was held by former Michigan star C.J. Kupek. So again, Sammy Osmani is the man for the Indians to try to stop here today. But they have other guys that are pretty good too. Trey Ward averages 12 points, and Kevin Swatek is an all-around performer. He has been an all-conference performer in three sports, football, basketball, and baseball. Again, the Spartans are in the sixth year in this tournament. The Indians, as we mentioned, with a record of 6-3 coming into this contest. We'll give you the starting lineups here. The Indians will start Skylar Toole. He is a 5'9", 162-pound senior, number 4. Logan Williams in the starting lineup, number 11, a 6-foot, 145-pound senior. Blaine Winningham in the starting lineup, the 6'3", 185-pound senior, number 12. Number 15, Noah Weger, the 6'4", 175-pound senior. And Jordan Jones, number 32, the 6'1", 180-pound senior. So for the Indians, it's Toole, Williams, Blaine Winningham, Noah Weger, and Jordan Jones. This game getting started a little late here because of a horrific injury at the very beginning of the first game here, in which a young man from Lincoln Way East broke his leg. And it was a gruesome injury from what the folks tell me here. And it took a while for them to stabilize that and get him to the hospital. So it took a while for that to happen. That was at the very beginning of the game. And by the way, Lincoln Way East did go on to win that game as they beat Mattoon 59-41. So one game in the books here on this side of the tournament, the Tuitopolis side, with Lincoln Way East defeating Mattoon 59-41. The winner here of this game against the Indians in Oak Lawn will make their way to a game tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Here's the starting lineups, first of all, for the Oak Lawn Ball Club. We mentioned Sammy Osmani. He's a 6'4 senior. David Reyes, number 1, a 5'8 senior. Trey Ward, number 3, a 6-foot senior. Ahmed Amaril, a 6'1 senior, number 11. And Kevin Swatek, number 24, a 6'3 senior. So Osmani, Reyes, Ward, Amaril, and Swatek. Tap is controlled by the Spartans, and we're underway here. Indians and the Spartans here. Here's a pass inside in the middle to Osmani. He lays it up underneath, and it is laid in by Swatek. So Swatek with the first basket of this game. And it's 2-0 in favor of the Spartans as the Indians throw the ball away. And an Indian turnover, and the Spartans with the basketball. Spartans, the home team, in the white uniforms with green numerals. Spartans across the front and green trim. Indians in the traveling red uniforms with the white numerals and the red and white trim. In the corner, a long pass by Reyes underneath is knocked away. Skyler Toole has it, 2-on-1 with Wager. Pulls up for 15 feet, and it goes down for Skyler Toole. And the Indians are on the board. We're tied at 2 here. 6:54 to go in the opening quarter of play here at the Tuitopolis Effingham Holiday Tournament. Indians lost here in the opening round to Tuitopolis last year. As a drive up and in by Osmani. His first basket of the day, and it's 4-2 in favor of the Spartans. Here's Toole, right side in the right corner to Jones on the dribble to the wing. Jones in the right corner. Wager loads up a long three, and it's off, no good, off the front iron. Battle for the rebound, and coming away with it is Trey Ward for the Spartans. Ball tipped away by Jordan Jones out front, and he loses the dribble, and it's brought back by Trey Ward. Jones couldn't control that dribble. Now in the middle to Osmani. They feed it right side to Reyes. Now back out top of the key. A long jumper is off the mark by Ward. No good. Rebound knocked away. And the Indians come away with a loose ball. Jones across the timeline. Right side on the wing to Toole. 5:53 to go opening quarter. 4-2 in favor of Oak Lawn. Here's Toole in the left corner. Baseline jumper off the mark for about 15. Osmani clears the rebound. Brings it up himself across the timeline. Top of the key, left corner to Reyes. Reyes tried to feed it underneath. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Indians. It was intended for Amaral. And it is still 4-2 with the Spartans inbounding underneath their own hoop. The long jumper by Osmani is good. A three ball from the right side. Osmani with a three. And it's 7-2 as the ball is thrown away by the Indians at the other end. Indians cannot afford to make these type of turnovers, unforced errors, against this good Oak Lawn ball club. They're already good as it is, 9-1. You can't help them out. Here's Reyes at the top of the key. Indians in a zone defense, and the ball tipped away out of bounds by Wager. It'll be Spartan basketball right in front of the Indian bench. Veteran head coach Randy Bishop and his staff, Ian Laughlin, and also Jeremy Brush on the sidelines. Osmani out front, guarded by Jones. And now he fakes and shoots over top of him. No good. Long rebound to Toole. Across the timeline he comes. Left side feeds to Williams on the wing. Cross-court skip pass to Jones. Top of the key to Toole. Now left corner to Williams. Looks to the middle. Top of the key to Jones, right side on the wing to Wager, looks to the middle, nothing happening there. On the dribble, left side to Jones, thought about a long three but doesn't take it. Man-to-man here by the Spartans at the outset of this game. Jones, right corner, lets a long three-pointer go and he got it. Jordan Jones, his first basket of the day, a three ball. And the Indians are within two at 7-5, 4:24 to go, opening quarter. Osmani feeds it underneath and a shot up and in. A reverse layup by Swiatek. Kevin Swiatek, a 6'3 senior, number 24. He's a good player. They got a lot of good players on this ball club. 4:07 to go opening period, 9-5. Wager on the baseline right side, throws it away. Threw it right to Reyes. And here come the Spartans on the attack. Osmani down the lane, feeds it now on the corner. Long ball by Ward. Nope, he feeds it now to Osmani in the right corner. He lets it go and scores. Osmani with the basket. Second three for Sammy Osmani. And it's 12-5. Spartans on top. Toole at the top of the key. Lets a jumper go. It's off the mark. No good. Osmani with the rebound. Long down court heave to Reyes. Reyes heads to the hole. Lays it up and in. Wow, they were down the floor in an instant. And a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. 30-second break on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box here in Tuitopolis. 3:24 to go, 14-5, Oak Lawn on top. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Back here at Tua Topless, innings with the ball off the timeout, trailing 14-5. Steve Anderson here at Tua Topless, holiday tournament play. And we have a foul away from the ball against the Indians. Turning it over, the Spartan basketball. Another turnover by the Tribe. Now the Indians will go into a trap, a 2-1-2 zone trap. And they throw over top of it to Osmani. Osmani in the middle, spins to the hole, lays it up and in. No problem for Osmani. 16-5. The Spartans on top. Tool across the timeline. Double teamed. Side to Jones on, I should say that's Williams on the wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now Jones with it. Right side. On the dribble. Left side to Tool. Looks down low, but nothing happening there. Now to Williams on the right wing. Right corner to Tool. Tool, a long jumper, is in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by David Reyes, the 5'8 senior for the Spartans, and he throws it away, trying to hit a streaking David Reyes up the sideline, and it'll be Indian basketball. 2:34 to go, opening quarter, 16-5. Oaklawn on top. Williams, long cross-court pass to Jones, loads up a three. Good from the right corner. Jordan Jones got his feet set and dropped it in, his second three-pointer of the afternoon. And it's 16-8, Indians down by 8. 2:13 to go here in the opening quarter of play. They throw over the top of the Indian zone to Amorel, and he misses. Rebounded by Jones. Now Logan Williams, a long three, left side, no good. Long rebound, Williams saves it in, but he saved it in, however, to Reyes of Oaklawn. Reyes across the timeline, feeds into the corner. Here is a long jumper by Ward, no good. Rebound out of bounds, last touched by the Spartans. It'll be Indian basketball. 1:47 to go here in the opening quarter. 16-8. The Oaklawn Spartans on top here. Steve Anderson, glad you're with us this afternoon for Indian basketball. Indians trying to extend a five-game winning streak and get their seventh win of the year. Ball slapped away from behind. Now the Indians recover it, but it's recovered now by Reyes, who feeds it underneath to Osmani, who lays it up and in. Osmani with another basket. And it's 18-8. Indians trail by 10. Tool left side in the corner to Wager. Back out to Williams on the wing. Now to Tool, and the Indians will set up. Trailing by 10 here with a minute 20 to go in the opening period of play. Here's Winningham at the high post. Free throw line, lays it off to Williams. Lets a long jumper go. Got it from the top of the key. Williams with a three ball. The Indians have three threes here in this game. Trail by a score of 18-11. 58 seconds to go, opening period. New player into the game, number 23, Scott Maloney, a 6-foot senior. Here's Reyes on the baseline. His jumper is no good. Rebounded up and no good by Ryan Kennelly, who's into the game. Number 34, 6'5 junior. And a foul charged against the Indians down low. So, head coach Jason Rhodes, free throw up and in. By Kennelly. And it is 19-11. So head coach Scott, or I should say Jason Rhodes, going to his bench liberally here in the early going. Another free throw up and in by Ryan Kennelly. Again, a 6'5", and he looks like he weighs about 240. He's a big guy. Got both those free throws, 20-11. Indians trail by 9, 39 seconds to go. Here is Wager on the baseline. Fall away from about 8. Off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by the Spartans. Quickly up floor. They feed it in the middle now. There's a baseline move. Shot up, no good by Kennelly. The rebound brought down by the Indians, Williams, and a foul charged against Oaklawn. 21.8 seconds to go here in the First quarter of play, 20-11. Oaklawn Spartans on top. Lane Winningham feeds it to Williams across the timeline. Double team. Now to Toole in the middle. Now to Williams. To Winningham. His shot is up, no good. Rebounded by the Spartans. So here's Reyes at the other end. Lays it up and in. That's Ward with the basket. I stand corrected. Ward with the hoop. Now a long jumper by Toole is no good as the first quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bashuku Press Box here in Tuitopolis, it is Oaklawn 22, Lawrenceville 11. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Indian Basketball brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, also by Citizens National Bank of Albion. They're your bank for a lifetime, and also by Leggett Lumber, 807 East Chestnut Street in Bridgeport. 22-11, our score, second quarter action. Getting ready to start here. Cale Powell has checked into the game for the Indians, number 13 for the Tribe. Here is Toole to Powell. Powell double-teamed, in trouble, looking to get it away to a teammate. Finally finds Jones, right side to Toole on the wing. Lets a long three-pointer go. Off the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound. Blaine Winningham comes away with it. Good effort by Blaine there. Now to Jones, top of the key. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Long rebound is brought down by Kennelly of Oaklawn. Now quickly down floor, they go to Scott Maloney. And ball out of bounds. Last touched by the Spartans. It'll be Indian basketball. 22-11, 11-point lead. There's a little trapping pressure by the Spartans. Indians get it across the timeline. In the middle, Winningham, free throw line jumper. Got it. Blaine Winningham, his first basket of the day. And the Indians trail by 9, 22-13. 7:10 to go here in the second quarter of play. Right side to Maloney. In the corner, a long jumper is no good. Taken there by John McGowan into the game. Now underneath, big Ryan Kennelly with the rebound. He's fouled and will go to the line for Spartan free throws. Ryan Kennelly, 6'5", junior, number 34. Free throw on its way and good. All his points have come at the free throw line here thus far this afternoon. Second free throw is no good. Rebound battle for, and Oaklawn comes away with it out front. Oh, Jones came down right in the back of Trey Ward as he was going up for a jumper. Jones was trying to block it from behind. Misjudged his jump and landed right in the middle of Trey Ward's back, the 6-foot senior. He's okay. Going to go to the line for free throws, but Jones checks out of the game now for the Indians. Well, now they say he will not shoot, and they'll inbound underneath their own hoop. Reyes will be the inbounder. And it comes in the corner to Ben Cash, new player into the game. And it's blocked away by Toole. Toole got a hand on that. Here's Wager in the right corner. Dribbles to the baseline, to the hole. Lays it up. Too hard off glass. Williams has it blocked away underneath. Blocked away by Osmani. And here come the Spartans on the attack. Left side down the lane is Ward. Has it knocked away, but it's put up and in by Kennelly. First field goal for Ryan Kennelly here today. And it's 25-13, a 12-point lead. Indians get it out across the timeline against pressure. Here's Powell on the right wing on the dribble. Left side to Williams, deep on the wing. Man-to-man at this moment by the Spartans, giving the Indians problems. They feed it in the middle to Winningham. Winningham spins against Swartek, shoots over him and scores. Nicely done. by Blaine Winningham. A good move around a bigger guy to score. 25-15. Here is the ball almost taken away by Powell. Unfortunately, got him with part of the body. And it'll be a foul on the Indians as Brennan Winningham gets set to check in this game momentarily with 5:54 to go in the second quarter. And again, head coach Jason Rhodes liberally using his bench here in this game. He's already had 10 players into this game. Here's a pass into Osmani, who shoots and scores, and a foul and a chance at a three-point play. Osmani with another basket. He's piling up the points here. Monty's 6'4". He looks taller than that. Senior number zero on his back. And he scores and has a chance at a three-point play. Free throw on its way and good by Osmani. And it's 28-15. Indians trail by 13 again. The pressure. The Indians get it across the timeline. Brennan Winningham down the lane. Feeds it to Williams in the right corner. Back out front to Powell. Left side on the wing to Winningham. That's Brennan. In the left corner to Wager. Wager has the ball tipped away out of bounds by the Spartans. It'll be Indian basketball. Their offensive end. The Indians, by the way, are heading from my left to my right here as we view it at Tuitopolis, this rustic old gym, Edwards Gym, here in T-Town. 5:28 to go. Here's Winningham. Blaine Winningham trying to take the baseline, and he's fouled on his way to the hoop. Foul charged against the Spartans. It's their first team foul, second team foul. I stand corrected here today. Indians have 6 fouls in this contest. Into Williams in the left corner. Williams feeds it now to Winningham at the high post. Now to Williams looking for a screen top of the key. Here's Brennan Winningham looking for a screen. Has it knocked away. Here is Osmani. Heads to the hole. He lays it up and in. Osmani, another basket. And it's 30-15. 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And there's a foul charge. Don Osmani out front trying to come up with a steal. More substitutes in for Oak Lawn. McGowan back into the game after spelling a starter. 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 30-15, Oak Lawn. Blaine Winningham tries to feed it to Powell, but it's intercepted by the Spartans. Osmani has it knocked away from behind. And Wager comes up with a steal. Now to Powell. Powell on the dribble. Right side to Brennan Winningham in the right corner. Back out front to Williams. And the Indians will go into an offensive set with 4:38 to go in the second quarter, trailing by 15. 30-15. Winningham, Brennan at the top of the key. Right side to Wager on the dribble. Feeds it now to Powell. Powell on the dribble to the free throw line. Right side to Winningham. Brennan on the dribble. Feeds it to Powell. Powell looking for a screen top of the key. Can't find it. Now to Wager. Wager down the lane. Loses the handle. And it's out of bounds. Last touched by a Spartan. It'll be Indian basketball. 4:14 to go. Second quarter. 30-15. Indians. Brennan Winningham. Inbounds. Number 3. Gets it out front to Brother Blaine. And a foul charged on Swatek. Bob Oak Lawn. Out of the game, McGowan replaced in there by Kennelly for Oak Lawn. Indians will inbound at side court, trailing 30-15, 4:12 to go. Here in the second quarter of play, Logan Williams on the inbound, got it out front there by Maloney. Left side, here's Brennan Winningham loading up a long three, and he got it. Brennan Winningham, a three ball for the Indians. And it is 30-18, 3:53 to go here in the second quarter play. Osmani down the lane, feeds it underneath. Shot by Kennelly is off the mark, no good. He'll have to go to the line to earn him. Wow, what a duo they have in Osmani and Kennelly down low. One guy at 6'5", the other at 6'4". One guy is huge, physically wise, and Osmani, athletic tall, lanky kid. Amarillo back into the game for the Spartans after a long break. Free throw is no good by Kennelly. Tapped up by Osmani, no good. Rebounded by Blaine Winningham. Off to Powell across the timeline. Indians could use a hoop here. 31-18 they trail. 3:40 to go, second quarter. Here's Wager on the left baseline. Shoots over his defender. In and out, no good from about 18. Rebounded by Osmani. He'll bring it across the timeline himself. Osmani double teamed. Throws it cross court now to Ward. Right side, back out front to Reyes. Reyes double teamed, bumped and fouled by the Indians out front. And so to the line will go 5'8 senior David Reyes for the Oaklawn Spartans. Again, 9-1 their record. Free throw on its way, and no good off the back iron. Rebound is run down by Reyes. Feeds underneath to Kennelly, who lays it up and in. Kennelly with the basket. And it's 33-18, 3:10 to go, second quarter. Indians trailing. Here's Blaine Winningham. Left side to Jarrett Winkles, who's checked into the game for the Tribe. Powell on the deep left wing, top of the key to Brennan. Now the ball intercepted by Osmani. Osmani to the hole, lays it up and in. Another basket for Osmani. And it's 35-18. 2:44 to go, second quarter. Brennan Winningham off to Winkles, feeds it underneath to Blaine. Blaine working against Kennelly, shoots over the top of him from 10. He got it. Blaine Winningham has 6 here in this first half of play. 6 of the 20 Indian points. It's 35-20. 2:25 to go here in the second quarter of play. In the corner, a long jumper by Amaral is no good. Rebounded by Kennelly, up, no good. And we have a foul over the back on big Ryan Kennelly. He is a low down low, I tell you. Here comes Braden Sherman into the game to see if he can do something against big Kennelly down low. Innings inbound. Skyler Toole will bring it up. 2:12 to go here in the second quarter. Indians down by 15. Here's Winningham. Dribbles to the middle. Kennelly stops him. Cut off. Top of the key. Winkles, a long jumper. Got it. Three ball by Winkles as he hits. And the Indians trail 35-23. 1:48 to go here in the second quarter. Baseline drive by Amarillo. Back out front to Osmani. Osmani on the dribble, guarded by Winkles out front. Now to the lane, feeds it to Kennelly. Reverse layup up and in. Too strong inside for the Indians. 37-23, 14-point lead. A minute 27 to go here in the second quarter of play. Powell at the top of the key. Now backs it out on the dribble. Left side on the wing. Now leaves it for Winkles between the circles. Feeds it to Winningham on the high post. Looks to the middle. Lets the jumper go from about 18. He got it again. Blaine Winningham with the mark. Right there at that free throw line. He's been able to hit a few of them. 37-25. A minute to go. Osmani feeds underneath to Kennelly. Reverse layup up and in. I just cannot stop that underneath. And Randy Bishop wants a timeout. Going to be a 30-second break on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box. A Amaral Federal Credit Union timeout, 39-25. Indians trail. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Back here at Tua Topless, Indians off the timeout with the ball. Powell, top of the key, a long bomb is off the mark. An air ball for Cale Powell, and it'll be Spartan basketball. 42.9 seconds to go here in the second quarter play, and the Oakland Spartans on top, 39-25. Osmani between the circles, right side to Reyes. Now back out to Ward. Now to Osmani. Osmani on the dribble at the free throw line. Shoots from about eight. It's off the mark, no good, but he knocked Powell down in doing so. Offensive foul on Osmani. And it'll be Indian basketball with 24.6 seconds to go here in the second quarter play. 39-25, Indians with the length of the floor to go, 24.6 seconds. Toole to Powell, now back to Toole, and Skyler will bring it across the timeline. Right side dribble, top of the key between the circles to Winningham. Lane, left side to Powell on the wing, looks to the middle. Now Winningham pops out between the circles. 9 seconds to go. Here's Toole on the right wing. 6 seconds. Toole, Winningham. Back to Toole. Long jumper, top of the key, off the mark, no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, here from Tuitopolis, the Tuitopolis Effingham post-Christmas tournament. It is Oakland 35 and Lawrenceville 25. Back with the halftime report in 3 minutes. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
The People's State Bank thanks their customers for another great year. It's been a pleasure serving you in 2019. The People's State Bank sincerely appreciates your business and looks forward to partnering with you again next year. Enjoy the approaching holiday season and remember to shop local. Have a safe and happy new year with your family and friends. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives, apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
You have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here at Tuitopolis at the Effingham Tuitopolis post-Christmas holiday tournament. I'm Steve Anderson, Indian basketball, here on Light 103. WAKO finds the Indians trailing here at halftime to the Oaklawn Spartans by a score of 39-25. Oaklawn led after one quarter play, 22-11, and lead here 35-25 at the break. These guys are as touted, very, very good, with a record of 9-1. And their main man, as previously mentioned, Sammy Osmani. He is all they say he is, an outstanding player. Can move up and down the floor, can shoot the three. He's got more two-pointers here than threes. He's got two threes here, the only two threes that the Spartans have here today. But he's been outstanding. In fact, he has 20 of their 39 points here at the break. Big Ryan Cannelli off the bench has 11 points. Those are the two double-digit scorers for the Spartans here in this contest. Osmani with 20 and Cannelli with 11. Meanwhile, nobody in double digits for the Indians. Blaine Whittingham leads the way. He has 8 points, four field goals, all two-pointers for Blaine. Jordan Jones has 2 3-pointers for 6 points. 2 points for Skylar Toole, a three-pointer for Logan Williams. Also a three-pointer for Jarrett Winkles. And also the Indians have a three-pointer from Brennan Whittingham here this afternoon. So points have been hard to come by for the Tribe here against this outstanding Oaklawn ball club. Again, Osmani leading the way for Oaklawn with 20 points. Cannelli with 11. No Indians in double digits. Blaine Whittingham has 8 points. And Jordan Jones has 6. Again, if you're just joining us, one game in the books here at this site, the Tuitopolis side of the tournament, the opposite side of the bracket from the Indians. It was Lincoln Way East over Mattoon, 59-41. Lincoln Way East will play tomorrow at 12:30 against the winner of the Effingham St. Anthony Pleasant Plains contest, which will follow this game. Mattoon is into tomorrow's 9:30 consolation bracket game against the Pleasant Plains St. Anthony loser. Should the Indians lose here, they would play tomorrow at 11 o'clock against the loser of Tuitopolis and Chicago Brooks. That will be the finale here tonight after the St. Anthony Pleasant Plains game. So again, Indians, if they lose here, will play at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Should they come back and win, they would play at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon against the Tuitopolis Chicago Brooks winner. But it's going to take a Herculean effort in the second half against this very good Oaklawn ball club to make that happen. This is the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report, by the way. I'll be back with more, talk more about this first half, and look forward to the second half after this from Lawrence County Memorial.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Tuitopolis, Indians and the Spartans back on the floor as we get ready for the second half of action here. All thus far, Oaklawn with a 22-11 lead after one quarter play, 35-25 here at the half. Just too much size inside. Osmani and Cannelli have been the big guys here, literally. Those two, as we mentioned, in double digits here, leading the way against the Indians, who cannot find the range from outside. In fact, the Indians have as many two-point field goals as they have three-point field goals in this game. Indians with only 5 2-point field goals in this contest. And they're going to have to find some way to come up with some offense here, but it's not going to be easy against this very good Oaklawn ball club. That has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. Second half action coming up in 2 minutes. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here at Tuitopolis, ready for the second half. Steve Anderson, Indian basketball on Light 103. Indians and Oaklawn from the Tuitopolis Effingham post-Christmas tournament. Indians five-game winning streak on the line here as they trail 39-25 by 14 here at the break. And the white-clad Spartans will have the ball to begin the second half of play. Glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. Here's Osmani in the right corner. Feeds it now on the baseline to Amarillo out front. Long three-pointer is off the mark from the left side. Run down in the corner by Amarillo. Back out front to Trey Ward. There's Amarillo in the corner now to Ward. Right side to Reyes on the wing. Cross court now. They feed it to Osmani underneath, and we have a turnover on the Spartans. Turnover on the Spartans. So the Indians will have the ball. Chance to cut into this 14-point lead. Tool across the timeline. Right side on the wing to Winningham, goes to the middle, shoots and scores. Nicely done by Blaine Winningham. He's in double digits with 10. And it is 39-27. Stand corrected, Blaine Winningham has 8 points here in this game. Now the ball knocked out of bounds by the Indians. That's actually a foul against the Tribe. And so it'll be Oaklawn basketball. So I gave Blaine Winningham one basket too many there. He has 8 in this game. ...39-27. Indians playing zone. 2-3 Doan. Here's Reyes getting it to Ward, and he's bumped and fouled on his way to the baseline. So it'll be out of bounds for the Spartans as Winkles checks in for Logan Williams off the bench for Randy Bishop. Amarillo will inbound for the Spartans, gets it in out front to Trey Ward. Ward to Reyes. Reyes right side down the middle, feeds it underneath. Now to Ward, his jumper is good, a three ball. Ward with his first three of the day, and it is 42-27. Ball knocked away. It'll be Indian basketball at their offensive end. Tool inbounds to Winkles on the right wing, top of the key to Jones. Now to middle to Winningham, leaves it off for Jones. Now right side for Tool. Can't find any room for a screen. Now off to Wager. Wager cut off by the defense of Reyes. Back out between the circles to Winkles. Right side to Tool on the wing. Tries to take the baseline. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Maloney, who's into the game for Warriors. Here's a long bomb by Ward off the mark. No good. Long rebound to Toole of the Indians. Cross court Toole. Now right side to Wager. Tries to take the baseline. Heads to the hole. Loses the handle, but it goes to Winkles. He loads up a three from the corner. Off the mark. No good and out of bounds. It'll be Spartan basketball. And he's not shooting well here today, and that's added to their problems against this Oakland ball club. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Reyes in the middle. His jumper is in. First basket for David Reyes, the 5'8 senior. And it's 44-27. Here's Toole at the top of the key looking for a screen. Lets the jumper go from about 8. No good. Rebound brought down about 18 feet, really. Here's Jones, right wing, feeds it to Winningham underneath, puts it up in the lane from about 8 feet. No good. Rebound control by Swatek of the Spartans. Now here's Reyes down the lane in the corner. Amarillo cross court now to Reyes in the corner. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebound brought down and up and no good by the Spartans. Rebounded by Jones. Jones quickly across the timeline to Winkles. Back to Jones, top of the key. Jones on the dribble. Right side to Wager on the wing. Now try to feed it down low to Jones, cutting on the left baseline, but out of bounds. It will be Oaklawn basketball. 4:51 to go here in the third quarter. 44-27. A 17-point Spartan lead. Reyes beats it cross court now. Amarillo on the baseline. Now to Reyes in the right corner on the dribble. Throws it away. Try to hit Amarillo on the right side, but couldn't get it to him. Throw it out of bounds. Indian basketball with 4:35 to go here in the third quarter. 44-27. Toole across the timeline for the Indians. Top of the key to Winningham. Blaine at the high post. Right side on the wing to Wager. Noah on the dribble. Backs it out now. Here's Jones feeding it down low to Winningham. Right side of the baseline. Spins to the middle. And a blocking foul charged on Oaklawn. Looks like Swatek's going to pick up that foul. He'll check out of the game. And in comes big Ryan Kennelly. Toole inbounding, does to Winningham, now to Jones, right side on the wing to Toole, dribbles to the middle, cut off, now Winningham on the right side, fakes, trying to get around the big guys inside, but cannot, cut off at the free throw line, back out to Jones, Indians have to work really hard for anything to get here, now underneath a layup up and in by Winningham, Winningham with the basket. He's got 10 now in this game, and it is 44-29. Reyes on the right baseline, cut off there, feeds it cross court now to Amarell, back out front to Reyes. Now Amarell in the red corner, in the middle to Maloney. Down the corner, Ward lets a long three ball go, right side, no good. Rebound, foul over the back, charged against Oaklawn. It'll be Indian basketball. Jarrett Winkles did a good job of blocking out that time, forcing the Oaklawn player to come off over his back. Again, the full court trapping pressure by Oaklawn. Indians get it across the timeline to Wager. Noah on the dribble has it knocked away from behind out of bounds by Trey Ward. It'll be Indian basketball at their offensive end. 3:20 to go here in the third quarter. 44-29. Oaklawn on top. Toole between the circles for the Indians. Guarded in the man-to-man by Reyes. Now Jones on the right wing. Picked up out there by a new player into the game, Nico Reyes. First time we've seen him, a 5'9 sophomore, number 4. Here's Jones shooting over the top of Reyes. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Lost touch by Winkles. We got a couple of Reyeses into the game. Nico and David. 44-29. Maloney at the high post. Right side to Reyes. Left side to Ward. Three-pointer on the way. In and out, no good. Kennelly with the rebound. Lays it up and in. Cannelli just too big and strong inside. He's got 14. Now the ball thrown away by the Indians. And it will be Oaklawn basketball. 2:39 to go here in the third quarter, 46-29. Oaklawn on top here. Nico Reyes almost lost the dribble. Now feeds to the high post to Maloney. Behind the back pass to Ward. Now the baseline. Here is Reyes feeding it underneath to Maloney. And he scores his first basket of the day. Maloney with the hoop. Now we have a foul charged on Reyes, David Reyes of Oaklawn. It'll be Indian basketball at side court. Braden Sherman into the game for the Indians, replacing Noah Wager. Randy Bishop trying to find a combination that'll be able to do something against this Oaklawn ball club. Nothing has worked thus far. Tool on the dribble, right side. Now to Winkles on the wing, right side. The ball intercepted by Ward. Ward one-on-one against Jones. Goes up, and he's hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop. So Trey Ward, the 6-foot senior, heading to the line for free throws for Oaklawn. Powell getting set to check back in at the scorer's bench for the Indians here momentarily. Free throw by Ward is up and in. Ward now. 8 points by my count for Ward in this game. Free throw on its way and good again. And this will be Indian basketball. 2:01 to go here in the third quarter, 50-29. 21-point lead for Oaklawn, minute 58, as we mentioned, to go here in the period. Here's Tool across the timeline. Feeds it left side to Sherman. Sherman on the dribble. Back out front to Winningham. Now to Tool. Tool on the right wing. Right side on the wing to Powell. Powell in the corner. Winningham lets the jumper go and got it. Blaine Winningham continues his fine game. He's got 12 now in this contest. And it is 50-31. Minute 22 to go here in the third quarter. Left side long three-pointer is in. Long bomb there by John McGowan, for Oaklawn. Now Sherman thought about a long three from the corner for the Indians. Finds Jones underneath, who shoots and scores. Nice pass from Sherman to Jones as he was double-teamed, found the open man underneath. 53-33, a 20-point lead. McGowan again from the corner, got it again. Second three-pointer for McGowan. Off the bench, 6 points for him. Powell dribbles away from pressure, down the lane, lays it up with a right hand, no good. He was hacked and fouled. We'll head to the line for Indian free throws. 41.1 seconds to go here in the third quarter, 56-33. Oaklawn on top. Cale Powell at the line for Indian free throws. Free throw on its way, up and in by Powell. Very few attempts by Powell on the season. In fact, he's perfect now on the year, averaging about 3 points off the bench for the Tribe. Got them both. 56-35, 36 seconds to go, third quarter. Oaklawn across the timeline against the Indian zone trapping pressure. Here's McGowan, cross court now in the corner. Reyes being in the middle now to Maloney, intercepted by Jones. Jones with the ball across the timeline, 20 seconds to go. Jones to Tool on the right wing. Back out front to Powell. Left side to Sherman on the wing. Sherman in the middle, throws it up. Off glass, no good. And a loose ball brought down by Maloney. 9 seconds to go. Maloney on the right wing. Feeds it in the corner. McGowan loads up a three. Got it again. McGowan with three threes all in this period for Oaklawn. And Oakland, the Spartans lead handily here after three quarters of play on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku press box here in Tuitopolis. Our score is Oakland 59, Lawrenceville 35. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Back here, fourth quarter action underway at Tuitopolis. Steve Anderson, Indian basketball on this Thursday afternoon. Indians trailing 59-35. Here's a pass in the middle to Winningham. That's Blaine. He puts it back up after missing the initial shot, and he was fouled and will have to go to the line for Indian free throws. Blaine Winningham's had a solid game here for the Indians against this tall timber inside. 12 points for him on the day to lead the Indians in scoring. Free throw is on its way and good. 13 now for Blaine. Here comes Osmani into the game, replacing Nico Reyes for Oak Lawn. Free throw up and in by Blaine Winningham. 59-37. Again, the Indians pressure, but they throw over top of it. Now down low, Canelli shoots and scores. Canelli. It's two solid in the middle. At 16 now for Canelli. 19 for Osani here in the game. I think I had him with 20, but that's incorrect. He has 19. Now the ball knocked away. Now Osani will lay it up and in. He wanted to jam it, but didn't get his steps right, so he just laid it up. Got a big smile on his face. 21 now for him. And it's 63-37. Tool down the lane. Hacked and fouled on his way to the basket. Osmani now with 21 on the afternoon. Canelli with 16. Those are the two big guns, and they are big guys inside for the Spartans. Free throw by Toole is off the mark and no good. Williams back into the game for the Indians, replacing Sherman in the lineup. 63-37. Second free throw by Toole off the mark. Rebounded by Canelli. Quickly up floor. They go to Ward. Now to McGowan in the corner. Doesn't take the three-pointer. Feeds it underneath. It's knocked away from Canelli and brought down by Toole. Now to Powell. Across the timeline on the dribble right side. Has the ball knocked away. Stolen away by Ward. Ward heads to the hole. Lays it up and in. Ward with the basket. 11 for him. He's in double digits. And it's 65-37, 6:40 to go in the game. 65-37. Here's Williams, a baseline drive right side, no good. Canelli with the rebound. Now to Maloney. Osmani, left side, heads to the hole. Osmani lays it up and in. Osmani right to the hole. 67-37, a 30-point lead. 6:20 to go in the game. Here's Winningham at the high post for the Indians. Leaves it off for Powell, top of the key. Powell will back it out against McGowan's defense. Now to Williams. They feed it down low on the right baseline to Winningham. Turns, tries to go around Canelli, but cannot. Now back out to Jones on the right wing. He lets the jumper go and scores. Three ball by Jordan Jones. And it is 67-40, 5:48 to go in the game. In the middle, here is Maloney. Maloney spins to the middle, lays it up, no good. Rebound tapped around and brought out of there by Toole of the Indians. Toole Right side to Powell. Three-pointer on the way. Off the mark. No good. Rebound by Osmani. Long downcourt heave to Ward. Ward underneath. Feeds underneath to Cannelli. Shoots and scores. Man, once that Cannelli kid gets his big paws on it, it's going to go in the hole. 69-40. A 29-point lead. Here's Jones, a jumper right side. Three-pointer no good. Winningham, the rebound right baseline for the Tribe. Now to Jones again on the right wing. Dribbles to the middle. Feeds underneath to Winningham, who lays it up and in. Nice pass from Jones to Winningham. Blaine with 14 in the game. 69-42, 4:50 to go. Three-pointer is good by Ward. Ward a three ball. And it's 72-42, back to a 30-point lead. Tool out front, gets around Ward. It's knocked away by Cannelli. Now to Osmani. Now to Ward at the other end. Fakes. Gives it off to McGowan, who shoots and scores. McGowan with the basket. A two-pointer for him. And now mass substitutions for Oak Lawn as everybody is out of the game for them. All starters. And the Indians did not make any substitutions at this particular time. Head coach Jason Rhodes didn't want to talk any strategy. He was just getting his players into the game. With 4:27 to go, leading 74-42. 32-point lead. Jones, right baseline to Winningham. Blaine spins to the middle. Feeds it back out to Ethan Kelly, who's checked in. Now to Toole. Right side baseline jumper by Blaine Winningham. Off the mark, no good. And rebound brought down by Joe Veruso into the game, 5'10 senior. Here's a jumper from the corner off the mark, no good. And back out front, here's a long high three-pointer off the mark by the Spartans. Rebounded by Cannelli. Right side three-pointer is off the mark and out of bounds. That was taken there by Veruso. Clock, continuous clock now here with the margin of 74-42. So we go to the other end for Indian free throws. And it looks like Ethan Kelly will be there for the Indians. 74-42. Oak Lawn on top. The Spartans. Free throw up and in by Ethan Kelly. He's in the scorebook here for the Indians. And Brendan Winningham in for Skylar Toole. Ethan Kelly, 6'2", 150-pound junior for the Indians. He'll have another free throw coming up here momentarily. On its way and good by Kelly. 74-44, 30-point lead. Across the timeline to Ben Cash. Now the ball intercepted. Intercepted by Kelly, who lays it up and in. Strong move to the glass by Ethan Kelly. Four off the bench for him. 74-46. Indians again with trapping pressure. Across the timeline is Cash. Cash in the right corner loads up a three. Now doesn't take it. Back out on the wing to Nico Reyes. Nico backs it out now. Guarded by Winningham. That's Brennan out front. Now the ball intercepted by Kelly. Turnover on the Spartans. Here's Jones, right side on the wing. Long bomb is good. Another three-pointer by Jordan Jones. He's got 11 points in this game. And it's 74-49. Minute 43 to go in the contest. Spartans throwing it around the Indian zone. Now left side, long three-pointer on the way is off the mark, taken there by Husma Sharfi. There's a long shot, no good by Veruso. Back out front to Reyes. Now a jumper in the corner is up and in. That was Cash with the three ball there. Cash with the bucket. And now Randy Bishop a timeout. Just to get a substitute in and give his kids a break. Ambrose-Fredo Credit Union timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard. 1:10 to go in the game. It's Lawrenceville trailing Oak Lawn 77-49. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jewel Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Steve Anderson back here at Tuitopolis. Minute 10 to go here in this game. Lawrenceville Indians trailing the Oaklawn Spartans from the South Suburban Red Conference in Oaklawn, Illinois. 77-49. Here's Jones off the timeout. Shot up and in off glass. Jordan Jones now with 13 points in the game. 13 for Jones. Well, the top Indian scorers on the day, 55 seconds to go, 77-51. All that remains to be determined is the final score. Ball knocked away by Sherman out front, recovered by Cash. Now to Veruso. Now the ball intercepted by Kelly. Ethan Kelly's played well off the bench here this afternoon. He's between the circles now, leaves it for Jones on the wing. Jones working one-on-one, goes down the lane, throws it up there off glass, no good. Kelly battling for the rebound, no good. Has it knocked away, and it's recovered by the Spartans, but they step on the end line, so it'll be Indian basketball underneath with 14 seconds to go. Clock moving continuously, and that might be the final score. 77-51, Brendan Winningham inbounding to Jones. 4 seconds to go. Jones gets a long three ball off. It's off the mark, no good. Sherman has his shot blocked underneath. And the final score is the Oaklawn Spartans, 77, and the Lawrenceville Indians, 51. 77-51, the final. So the Indians drop now to 6-4. Oaklawn improves to 10-1. And the Indian five-game winning streak is at an end. Again, the final, 77-51. Oaklawn on top here. Back with the post-game show in 3 minutes. This is Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Well, the Dobson deal
People State Bank thanks their customers for another great year. It's been a pleasure serving you in 2019. The People State Bank sincerely appreciates your business and looks forward to partnering with you again next year. Enjoy the approaching holiday season and remember to shop local. Have a safe and happy new year with your family and friends. People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC.
Back here at Tuitopolis, Edwards Gymnasium. As the Lawrenceville Indians have had their five-game winning streak snapped, they lose to the Oaklawn Spartans handily here in this first-round game of the Effingham-Tuitopolis post-Christmas basketball tournament by a score of 77-51. Time now for the Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington post-game show. Too much size and strength inside for the Indians here today, folks. Oaklawn coming in at 9-1, now at 10-1 with the victory, and you can see why. They were led by Sammy Osmani. Osmani led the way for the Spartans unofficially with 22 points. They had three in double digits, 22 for Osmani. Big Kennelly off the bench, Ryan Kennelly, 6'5". He had 17 points, and 14 points for the sharpshooting guard Trey Ward from outside. So again, Oaklawn led by Osmani with 22, Kennelly with 17, and Ward with 14. For the Indians, Blaine Winningham led the way. He had 16 points unofficially. Jordan Jones had 11 points in this contest unofficially. So the Indians led by Winningham with 16, Jones with 11 here in this, wait a minute, 13 for Jones, I stand corrected, 13 for Jordan Jones. My math is just not what it used to be. 13 for Jones, 16 for Winningham. Those were the only two Indians in double digits on the day. Everybody else was in single digits. Ethan Kelly played well off the bench, but again, just too much size and strength inside for the Indians to handle here in Osmani and Kennelly. As a matter of fact, Osmani is watching them headed to the locker room. He was walking with his ankle iced up, so apparently he was limited in the second half, didn't play very much, but still managed to score 22 points, but he has his ankle iced down. We'll see if that affects him tomorrow. We may talk to Randy Bishop. We may not hear. We are way up high. And so we'll hold on here for just a little bit longer and see if we can talk to the head coach about this game. If not, we'll have comments from him on our sportscast tomorrow here on Light 103. So we'll take a break. Come back with more from Tuitopolis. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Ready to jump? This is going to be amazing!
Just one sec, I'm paying some bills.
What?
Yeah, with my bank, I can transfer funds, even deposit checks, anytime, anywhere.
But we're gaining altitude to skydive.
I know, cool, huh? I can even set up text alerts.
Alerts like the door to the aircraft opening?
No, better. Alerts for paying bills and whatnot.
Oh, he's banking in the sky.
Casey State Bank. It's mobily awesome. Visit caseystatebank.com. Enjoy the less fee, time-saving, better way to bank. Casey State Bank. Your community. Your bank. Member FDIC.
Back here at Tuitopolis. Crowd filing in here, waiting for the next contest, which will be coming up here momentarily. That's going to be Effingham-St. Anthony against Pleasant Plains. So a lot of Effingham-St. Anthony folks are making their way into the gym. They're red and white. And there are a lot of red and white in this gym, along with the Indian fans here. St. Anthony will be playing Pleasant Plains here momentarily. Well, I don't see Coach Bishop coming up here, so we'll talk to him tomorrow, a little this evening, and have his comments for you tomorrow. I'm going to wrap up here. We have a guy waiting to get into my spot here. Again, wrapping up the scoring unofficially for the Indians. They were led by Blaine Winningham with 16 points. Jordan Jones had 13, three in double digits for the Spartans. They were led by Sammy Osmani. He had 22 points, 17 for Kennelly, and 14 for Ward. So the Indians, with this loss, will now play tomorrow at 11 o'clock. They'll play the loser of the game after this one between Tuitopolis, the host school here at this site, and Chicago Brooks. That'll be 11 o'clock tomorrow. So we do know the Indians will play at 11 tomorrow against either Tuitopolis or Chicago Brooks. Time now to name our player of the game, our Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington, and Bill Dobson for Tough Player of the Game. Got to be Blaine Winningham. In a game where a lot of size underneath made it difficult for the Indians, Blaine played without much fear and led the way with 16 points. So Blaine Winningham is our player of the game here this afternoon. Well, hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Wish we could have a better result for you, but the Indians met an opponent that was just too tall and talented for him here today with Osmani, Kennelly, and the others, and they beat them handily by a score of 77-51. So, for our producer-engineer back at the Waco studios, that's been Arvin Hawkins. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson not alongside here today. That has been the postgame show, the Sterling & Company Professional Corporation and Washington postgame show. Again, the final here from Tuitopolis. It was Oak Lawn 77, Lawrenceville 51. Steve Anderson saying so long from Effingham County.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Bestway Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People State Bank.